Tom, you will not like this next conversation.
Well, then let's just not have it.
No, we have to. You know, most of the time we're thinking about how we'd be happier if we could afford more stuff.
Well, yeah. I think I would be happier if I could buy more stuff. I don't know if I need it all for me. I'd like to buy other people's stuff.
Well, they say that we'd be much better off if we started getting rid of stuff.
There's a big trend going on right now of decluttering your life.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think it's the next hippie movement that you're going to hear about, and it'll go mainstream. And that is getting rid of stuff. That's the new thing right now.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I've been working on for the last 2 years. It's taken me that long to get rid of stuff.
I, too, am cleaning out, but I'm donating it all to Salvation Army. Okay. I'm not going to bother selling it. Most of my stuff I've had forever, and I'm just going to donate it and have the tax write-off.
I'm cleaning all my stuff up and then putting it in new stacks in places.
Okay. There you go. Good, Tom.
Just moving it around.
Yeah, just moving it in the basement.
I'm not going to succumb to this new fad.
I just got tired of cleaning it all.
Okay. Well, here
it clutters everything.
The benefits of owning less stuff. They say you spend less money buying stuff in the first place and less to maintain it.
I will say I do sometimes feel bad when I go and buy some stuff at the store and I think, where am I going to put this stuff to go with all my other stuff? And then you look at what you're buying and you think, this is worthless as soon as I buy it.
Yeah, sure.
You feel that way with a lot of things, even big stuff like furniture sometimes.
Okay, even like houses. I know that they say that a man's home is his hassle. Things are always breaking.
You need a house, though. True. That's not one of the things I've ever felt bad about buying.
All right, benefits to owning less stuff. You cut down on stress since you have less to worry about. Lots of studies show that people who own less are happier than when they own more junk.
But who wants to take the gamble that that's wrong? What if you get rid of your stuff and you found out you're happier when you had stuff? You can't get your stuff back that easy.
Okay.
I'm not risking it.
You have more freedom when you own less stuff. You spend less time and effort dealing with your stuff and keeping it clean and keeping it up because everything always deteriorates and you're always trying to keep it up.
Or you got all this sitting on furniture that's dusty and you have to take it all off the dust.
Right.
I'm just going to have bare furniture and nothing in my house but a couch and a table.
Okay.
Now I can vacuum easy. I can dust easy.
Sure.
And
I'll be happy.
I feel bad for
you. I'll be happier.
Okay, less clutter makes your house look better. Yep. All the experts say that, and it's easier to clean, Kate.
Yep.
See, I mean, one of the reasons you buy clutter is to make your house look better. That doesn't make any sense. My mom's whole decor is clutter.
Okay.
That's the way her house is decorated.
That's old school, though. People aren't doing that anymore.
I don't like new school.
Okay, and they say you set a good example for your kids. And they won't be as messy. Because, honestly, you look at all the toys that your grandparents buy your kids, your aunts and uncles and stuff. My kids have so many toys. I didn't have half the toys that they had when I was their age.
That's the whole point of being a parent is to give your kids the stuff you couldn't have.
No.
It is. That's what every parent's like,
no.
I want them to have what I didn't have. In fact, you're even weirder, Hawk. You want them to have the exact same thing
had. I do.
Buy your kids toys from like the 80s that you had growing up.
Yeah.
But look at these rich people not leaving their money to their kids because they want their kids to learn how to make their own money. So, yeah, you didn't have that money growing up. You're just going to give it all to your kids?
Yeah. In fact, if I was Warren Buffett's kid or the Gates, Bill Gates' kid, I'd be mad.
Right.
But there's Dad.
There's a true line, though, there about, you know, spoiling your kids. It's too easy to do nowadays.
Yeah.
And I talked to my mom the other day about it, and she's like, well, times have changed. Things are different, and kids have more toys now. I'm like, they don't have to.
They can, though, and it doesn't hurt anything,
I don't think. Yeah. Okay. And now 20 years down the road,
back living with you.
Well, and most of the time, though, you buy something on Amazon, you feel good for maybe a day or two when it comes in the mail. And then, you know, the shininess is gone after 2 days and you're looking for something new. You never can be satisfied. It will never satisfy you.
Especially when you get the bill for the credit card or whatever. You're
exactly.
Like, why did I buy this?
Why?
I don't even use it anymore.
And finally, they say the benefit to owning less stuff. You won't lose things as often.
Well,
that's stupid, though. That's just like, the benefits of owning more stuff, of owning less stuff, is that you won't have as much stuff.
See, and you know what? You responded to this topic just the way I expected you to.
Good.
Because you are all focused on owning things and having things.
Mm-hmm. Right, I am, and I'm proud of that. I'm a normal person. I'm American, and I am helping the economy, and you are a communist.